Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast says going to be clouds and sun today. Highs maybe 43 by the lake, near 50 further inland. Kenosha right now, it's 39 degrees, 41 in Burlington, Milwaukee 40, it is 39 in Racine. Let's talk more about Racine getting a new mayor later on this summer. John Dickard making that big announcement that he will be stepping down before the end of his current term to become the new president and CEO of the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. He's been deeply involved with that organization for a number of years. The mayor indicating it was just the right time to make this decision. Things just kind of fell into place.
As you can imagine, the decision was not an easy one. I had a long conversation with my family, and I think the time is right. And the cause is right for me to accept this new challenge. Ever since I was entrusted by the citizens of Racine to be their mayor over 8 years ago, I believed in my heart that water was and is the next major political and economic battleground for this country and our future. The new administration in Washington has made it clear that we will have significant challenges ahead of us.
Mayor Dickard said he's comfortable with the decision because of the strong, dedicated staff at City Hall, as well as the many public and private sector partnerships that have been built. Now, at the same City Hall news conference, Democratic State Representative Corey Mason was there, announcing he'll be running for mayor in the special election.
Love this city. I've lived here almost all my life. I've had the honor of serving this community and the state legislature for 11 years now. And I would be thrilled and honored to have the opportunity to serve this community further as its mayor. I see myself sort of picking up the torch where this administration has taken the city. The issues remain the same. We've accomplished a great deal, but there are challenges that remain. But I will continue to work on the issues that I think are critically important to this community.
Soon-to-be retiring Administrator Tom Friedel quickly said he is not going to be running for the mayor's job after having been the interim mayor between the Gary Becker scandal and Dickard's election back in 2009. Council President Dennis Weiser, who plans to try and retain that position for a third straight term after the spring election, says he's grateful the time that Dickard spent in the mayor's office.
He put more hours and more energy into the job than anyone can possibly imagine. I also think he's left City Hall in as good a shape as I've seen for a long time as far as a strong staff and strong leadership within the departments.
Alderman Mike Shields, who plans to seek the council presidency after the election, says he's disappointed that Dickard didn't give the news to the alderman first before announcing it publicly.
There's a lot of issues that the city's facing economically, and now I guess we got to see what happened and go back to square one and reevaluate everything that was approved or his agenda at this particular time.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur, who ran for mayor in 2009, didn't rule out another shot at that job in the special election. He was surprised at the announcement. Pastor Melvin Hargrove, who ran against Dickard in the last election, said he will be a candidate. Alderman Sandy Widener considering the possibility. Meanwhile, state statute and City of Racine ordinance set in place the series of events that can lead to a change in the mayor's office. That'll be presented to the Common Council in a committee of the whole meeting next week, prior to the regular business meeting, all delayed, of course, ironically, by the election next week.
According to City Attorney Scott Letney, when the mayor officially resigns, the Common Council president officially becomes acting mayor. At the next council meeting, aldermen will name a mayor who will serve on an interim basis until a special election is held. In an email, Letney said there is a line of succession in city ordinance enacted since City Administrator Tom Friedel was named acting mayor in 2009, beginning with the council president, followed by the chairman of the Finance and Personnel Committee, then the chair of the Public Works and Services Committee, and then the chair of the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. If all those people declined to serve, the position would be filled by the most senior council member willing to serve. It's up to the council to set a date for a special election to fill the remainder of Mayor Dickard's term, and Letney said there's no specified time within which the council must issue that order. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, the answers are surprise and no from Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Surprise, his reaction to the mayor's announcement about leaving that office, though Delagrave says he also understands.
John is, he liked being mayor, and I know that he liked being involved in the city, so to leave that position, it must have been something that he really wanted to do. So anytime you can do something you love, I think it's important you chase the dream.
As for the no part, it was emphatic to the question of whether he might have interest in the state assembly seat that Democrat Corey Mason would be giving up to run for mayor. He said he was 100% sure on that. And Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Hawes will be staying put, at least for the immediate future, or at least until her contract runs out in the summer of next year. She will not be going back to her native Minnesota, where she'd been a finalist for the superintendent's job with the Winona School District. School board there deciding on the superintendent from the Medford School District. About 950 We Energies customers lost power in Kenosha about 1:30 or so yesterday afternoon. A vehicle hit a utility pole at 39th Avenue and 45th Street. Damage quite extensive, according to spokesperson Kathy Schultz, who noted most of the affected customers had their power back within an hour to 90 minutes. Racine police still investigating an armed robbery around 11 o'clock or so yesterday morning at the Little Caesars Pizza outlet within Badger Plaza on Durand Avenue. Police initially dispatched to a report of shots fired. Word then came that the store had been robbed and someone had been hurt. Officers went looking for two suspects who ran in opposite directions after leaving the shop. The search went south from the business, included house to house in the neighborhood nearby. The injured party, a man in his mid-50s, reportedly pistol-whipped about the head, taken by paramedics to the All Saints emergency room. If the full Racine Common Council approves, Benjamin Beer Company, which is in downtown Racine now, going to be doing concessions at North Beach this summer. Kathy Casper, the city's purchasing agent, telling the Finance and Personnel Committee that after getting no bids, Benjamin Beer Company approached the city to run the concessions at North Beach Bathhouse, formerly known as North Beach Oasis, in what she called a pretty fair proposal.
It's a bit of a tough concession to run. We understand that. So it happened to be that the Benjamin Beer Company, who is located on 6th Street, learned of the opportunity, approached the city with a proposal. He based it on the initial RFP form that we had. Tom Obeck, Tom Friedel, and I reviewed the proposal, and we felt that it was a fair proposal, and we would like to have permission to contract with Benjamin Beer Company.
Under that proposed two-year contract, the company would pay the city 15% of the profit the first year, 20% the second. It includes the ability to extend the contract for three additional one-year periods. Committee unanimously recommended approval of that proposal pending a fiscal note. Standing Joint Review Board scheduled to meet this afternoon at City Hall in Racine. The only item of business, review and discussion of the proposed tax incremental financing district that would encompass Regency Mall, Target, the neighboring High Ridge Center shopping complex, Toys R Us, and Home Depot. That's TID number 20 in the city. It'll be geared at creating incentives to address in public infrastructure improvements for encouraging economic development. City Plan Commission has it on tomorrow's agenda for a public hearing at 4:30 in council chambers. And the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission approving a conceptual plan for the development of 72 condominium units on some vacant property north of Main Street at 47th Avenue by Doug Stonick. He's proposing 38 single-unit condos, 17 two-unit condos to be called the Cottages at Village Green Heights. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section, and at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.